Daniela, what's up?
I don't know anymore.
What?
My
okay,
days
so...
are blurring together. I am exhausted. I am old.
You're not old.
Exhausted, yeah.
That's so happy birthday.
Thank you.
You sound like you had a lot of fun.
I did. I didn't do anything.
That's dope.
That was actually nice just to do nothing.
That's dope.
That's really all I wanted for my birthday. It was just to be left alone and just chill and relax.
No, that's good. That's good. You had cake or anything?
I did, but not like a normal cake. There's a little bakery across like this old family restaurant that I absolutely love that I went to as a kid, and we go to it often. It's called Tip Top. Okay. And we had breakfast there, even though I said I didn't want to leave my house at all.
Yeah.
I also didn't want to cook. So, and I was so busy the day before taking some photos for my son's senior pictures.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
I am not.
So what was that? What was that when you were laying on the floor?
Oh, in the middle of the road? Yeah.
Yeah. What was that in the middle of the road stuff? That was pretty neat. I dig it.
Yeah, those photos, like my son was not feeling it, but at the same, it's difficult. Okay? How about we start from that? We started on the last day of my 35th rotation around the sun. So we had this whole thing planned out a couple weeks ago. And actually, I have a friend who is a professional photographer, and he was going to do it.
Okay.
But he had to bow out last minute because his son got sick, which is understandable. But me and my best friend and her kids and husband were like, well, we're still going to go up there. You have a camera, right?
Right.
And like, I kind of know my way around my camera to take. Oh,
what? Which one do you
pictures.
Have? Which one do you
I
have?
I don't even remember anymore. The 70D, I think. It's had it for like 5 years now. It's still a good camera. But I'm not a professional photographer.
You don't stream
all.
With it?
No. That's not compatible for it.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's not. If anything, it's like it's up this mountain. That's actually a really nice scenic drive. It's called Koke. It's on the west side of Kauai.
Okay.
And has really nice lookouts that go that look out over our canyon. And we're like, all right, we're gonna be up there anyways. We'll make a day of it, we'll take some photos, and if they don't turn out great, it's no loss really. It was still fun because we just scheduled another day for my friend to take his photos anyways. So, but doesn't mean like we weren't going to try.
Right.
Yeah. And my son wasn't feeling it. Like my son is at that teenage, like, you know, when you have a toddler and like they learn the meaning of no and how to use the word no.
Okay.
And it's so annoying because like everything is no. Well, he's at that age where everything is I know. Yeah, I know.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Right,
I was
right.
Like, no, you don't
I know. I know about that one.
Oh, my God. It drives me insane.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, I know. And then like 2 seconds later, okay, how do you do this? I thought you knew.
Right.
So we're trying to take these photos and I'm like trying to get my son to like, okay, you got to pose. You got to do this. You got to let me know what you want because I'm going to throw my ideas out. We can do what you want too, but like, if you're not going to give me anything, I'm going to throw things out there.
Right. I got a question
for
you.
And like, you're just not, what's up?
Are you the always right mom? What kind of mom are you?
I don't know. Probably.
Are you the petty mom or are you the always right mom?
I'm not a petty mom. Like, I'll say my piece and I'm like, just do it this way. It'll work.
Right.
And then, you know what? Go ahead, do it your way, because in the end, I know we're going to do it my way.
Ah, okay.
Because it's not because it's my way or the highway. It's more of, okay, you did it your way. It didn't go the way that you thought it was going to go.
Right.
So we're doing it my way anyways.
Right.
Because it works. So,
interesting.
And there's other cases where, you know, I can accept if, you know, I'm wrong on something and then, you know, it works out better that way. Like I'm not prideful like that,
right.
But there's just certain instances where, okay, I've already done the trial and error of this. So I found this works best. Let's just do it this way because it's faster.
Right.
But no. Yeah. So while taking these photos, I'm trying to get him to pose. And since I look and I love and I adore my son, I know what angles look best on him and which will make his face look super round, which he really hates in pictures. Right. But he didn't want to listen. He's just like, he's so headstrong, which is like me, which I like, but then stubborn? Like, don't be headstrong with me. Yes. Pretty much. So we're doing these things.
And where'd you get that from? Well,
me, of course. But we're taking the photos and he's like, just take photos. Just keep shooting. I'm like, you know what? I only have so much space. I'm shooting in RAW so I can edit these later.
Right.
So it takes up even more space. I don't know when you're posing. I don't know what you're doing.
Right.
He's like, just take the photos. I'm like, of what? It looks like you're just adjusting your shirt. I am. That's what I want. What? No, it's your senior photos. Yeah, but I want what I want. Who wants a senior photo of you adjusting your shirt?
He wants what he wants.
I was like,
you gotta give him what he wants, Daniela. Come on.
And he was like it was difficult, and he didn't like that entire. I like the idea of having like the scenic empty road, nice backdrop of trees, which is what he said he wanted. He wanted backdrop of trees in the background. He wanted a little bit grungy. He didn't want it to look like everybody else's senior photos. I'm like, okay, I got that. I can work with that. But right. Everything I did was like, no, not like that. And funny enough, the ones that he did like had no trees in the background. And the one like a lot of there's this one area and a lot of our traditional like senior photos are done here. You have people posing against against trees or with bamboo or with the horse or out in the field. Funny enough, my son's favorite photo is him taking pictures with a bamboo tree. I was like, kid, you are killing me here. You are just, I did take it. And then there was
a photo. Of course you did. Your mom knew better.
there was a photo that we took. There was it's actually a nice open area. Yeah. That's actually goes looking out over the cliff, which is where we took majority of our photos. It actually is right off the side of this cliff. So it just like opens up and then there's the face of cliff and it's just a straight drop down. And, but it's a nice, it's really, really nice over there. Like you can have a picnic. Nobody bothers you. So we're over there. We're taking out all these different pictures of different scenes. And then my son's like, I found the tree I want to take a picture with. And I'm like, one tree out of entire forest in this mountain. You found that one tree. And I swear if I wasn't so paranoid and worried, it would have come out to be a really great picture. So we're going to have to go back there where somebody else can take it and I'm not looking. Although I'm going to have to look because this one tree.
Really?
This one tree literally hangs off the cliff. And I'm looking at it and we're like, we're hiking on this tiny narrow path alongside the cliff to this tree.
Okay.
First of all, I hate heights. I'll do it, but I hate heights. And then to think that my son is going to climb out onto this tree.
That's hanging over the cliff.
Sit on it. Yeah, that's hanging over the cliff. Literally, it just like, there's no way of me being able to save you if you lose your balance.
There's water underneath?
No. It's a straight drop.
And no water. Wow. Okay.
It's a straight drop. There's no water. It's a cliff. It's a canyon.
Yikes.
So my best friend, my two goddaughters, who are 8 and 5, walking alongside of, my best friend's like, it's just a solid tree. It'll be fine. I'll put my girls on it. And I'm like, you're not making this any better. No. And then my son just climbs up on it. And he's like, okay, I'm ready. And I'm like shaking. So some of the photos came out really blurry. Yeah, I took it and they did not come out good for me at all. Like I couldn't, I wanted him off of that as soon as possible. Like I didn't even try with the photo.
Right.
Like it shows in every single shot. I didn't even try to take a good one because
why would he want to go there though? That's like so weird and scary at the same time.
Because it would make an amazing photo. It would make an amazing photo. My best friend actually took a photo on her phone and it actually looks really cool. It does not show how incredibly scary and how steep that is because of the angle she's taking it straight on. And there are other trees below it, alongside the face of the cliff that are sticking out behind it. So it doesn't make it look as bad as it is, but it really was when you're like looking at it. And I'm just
that's
like, you're
insane.
And then as soon as he gets off, here goes my best friend putting her two kids on it to take her pictures. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm the only one, the great one. So we are going to go back there with my friend so that he can take his really nice photos off the face of a cliff and I can have my multiple heart attacks.
Multiple heart attacks.
It really was. It was really scary. Okay. It's not like, yeah, no, you know,
no,
it wasn't, but it does. It was a really nice looking photo.
Daniela.
Yes.
Episode 556 of the show radio.
Yeah.
What's going on? What are we doing?
I guess we're talking about games. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do, right?
I think that's what we're supposed to be talking about. We're supposed to have an intro too. We're supposed to.
Oh, so, really? Really?
Yeah. That's how long it's been.
For this?
I don't know. That's how long it's been. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the show. Here's episode 556. I'm your host, Andrew.
Hey guys, I'm Danny.
And this is your source for tech, gaming, and entertainment news. Head over to theshowradio.info. Once again, that's theshowradio.info and check out past shows while you're there. Subscribe and tell a friend about the show. Shows on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all the places that you can find podcasts. We are there. We are there. We actually do the show on Patreon as well. We edit it right away for the Patreon, for the patrons. All right, the patrons. You can also get a month free of Libsyn if you use the code TSR. That's in all caps, TSR. And we have a Discord that we have some people hanging out in, which is always fun. You can go to skip.gg/14180 for the Discord. Daniela, you'll find her at Miss DJM on Twitter. I'm Uriah, U-R-I-Y-Y-H. Sometimes, you know what? I used to have the H in there a while ago. I don't know why I took it out. I think I wanted to have everything uniform. So U-R-I-Y-Y-A, no H. I wanted the H. It's like, I was like, why did I take the H out in the first place? Because I think I was trying to make everything uniform at one point. And I was like, do I leave the H in or do I leave it out? I decided to leave it out. Danielle, what's up?
I can't even tell you last time we played a game. That's how busy I've been.
I can.
When?
maybe a day or two ago, I was playing Warframe. I jumped in Warframe for a little bit. I love
How
that game.
It?
I love it. I love it. It's so good. It's so, like, you can play Warframe, just do whatever you want to do. It's very grindy, but I like the fact that you can do whatever you want to do. And you can also build things and let things build overnight or a couple of hours or whatever the case might be. But, Warframe is so good. So good.
Yeah, the last game I played, I want to say it was maybe 2 weeks ago, which makes me so sad.
What'd you
Fall
play?
Guys. I played Fall Guys.
Yeah, so what's the craze for that?
Really smart marketing? No. I was actually interested in Fall Guy a bit ago. I mean, I didn't actively keep up with updates and whatever they were doing and the progress that they were doing before they released, because I've just been so busy, but I knew about it and it was on my wish list. Really stoked when it came out for free for this month's PS Plus. But I did end up buying, like, I think the Ultimate Edition on PC. And really what it is, it's like this really fun take on Battle Royales, but gosh, what is that? I have to go Google it to make sure I'm getting these letters
correctly. Yeah, because I see a lot of people. Okay, so let me see.
So you ever watch, there's this really funny and amazing Japanese game show called Most Extreme Ultimate Elimination Challenge, which is MXC, which is absolutely a hilarious game show. It really is. If you have never watched it before. So basically that's kind of my take on it. You can play by yourself. You can team up with up to like four other people on your team, but you can only one person can win. So even if you're paired up with three other friends, only one of you can win.
Okay.
And it's a bunch of mini games that you're playing in different obstacle courses and team tactics. Like there's a soccer one. There's this weird steal your tail thing. I can't remember the name of all of it, but it's a lot of fun. It's super frustrating. It really is. I've not won one, but I haven't been playing it a lot. It has its own built-in season battle pass to unlock little what is it? Can't even think of the word accessories. So it's all just like just for looks. It doesn't help your gameplay at all. It just all looks. And I don't know. It's cute. It's funny. They're little jelly beans dressed up, and it's like it's such a.
It looks like a good time.
It is a good time. It's a good frustrating time, especially with friends, and it's hilarious. But at the same time, when you're really trying, it's like so hard. And I think the guys behind the marketing and just the Twitter itself for Fall Guys are brilliant. It's they're really funny, and they really got on to whatever trends. They're really quick to catch on to those trends and market themselves really, really well for almost next to nothing, pretty much, because people are having fun playing their games, sharing their clips. I think they had a huge, huge role on just like Tim, the streamer Tim Tam. He's like, he was like so frustrated because he has never gotten a win and they were just trolling him so hard. He finally, I think he got his first win today or maybe it was yesterday.
Okay.
I'm not even sure, but he got it and it was just, it was such a huge thing. And for me, the game is fun. It really is. It's like, it's just pretty much one of those games where you can just jump on with friends and you don't have to go try hard. Like, yeah, winning is great and all, but like the mini games are hilarious.
So why was it a big deal for them to make it news that Tim the Tap Man didn't have a win yet?
For clout.
I guess. Okay.
Just because that was the rolling meme. Because you have all these big streamers that are playing this game and having fun and doing well and getting their crowns. And then you have that one big one who's like all his friends and all his friends happen to be really big streamers are just making fun of him.
Right.
So
right.
Like, of course, the smart thing to do when you're trying to market your game is jump in on the fun of it. And then everybody's in on it. So did I say Tim the Tapman? I can't even talk today. I don't even know people. I'm like,
it's been a long day, people.
It has been a long day.
I feel it.
It's been a long month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even believe I said that.
It's all good.
I dishonor myself. I I'm just like all over the place. You have no idea. Like, I've had one actual day off in the last 2 weeks, which was my birthday, one actual full day off. And then I have in these next 2 weeks, I have one day off. So in essence, I have 2 days off in a month.
Is that by design or?
Not because I want to. It's just that I have work.
Right.
I have work and you got to do it. And, you know, in this COVID time, if you got a job, you better appreciate it.
You better get that. You better get that bread.
Better appreciate it because you never know when it could be taken away from you. So I'm trying to appreciate it. I'm trying just to not be burnt out, but I am burnt out. I haven't streamed in like 3 months, which makes me sad. I wanted to stream on my birthday, but it's just like, I need to edit these senior photos. The only work I did. My boyfriend and my son cleaned my apartment and my car, which I don't think my son will ever promise me cleaning the house ever again for a present ever.
Okay. Because
he was not having fun because my son does. I don't know people who love to clean. There's people. I know people who love to clean. My supervisor, she loves cleaning. She gets really excited. She really does.
Where is she? Is she in New York?
She just loves cleaning. But no, like my son's cleaned the house before and it's like, okay. But like I asked for a deep cleaning and all I had to do was like, I want that gone, that packed, that put away. And they just like went to town. It was like my son thought it was going to be like a 2 hour thing. No, like I think they were cleaning until like they took a break to eat dinner, which my boyfriend cooked and it was amazing steak dinner.
Okay.
And then they were cleaning until about 10.
What'd you put on a steak?
Just basic seasonings with garlic, butter, and rosemary.
That sounds good.
But yeah, it was all that. But I didn't even play anything. I wanted to play something. I wanted to stream on my birthday, but I'm like, I want to try editing these photos. And because I've never really done it before. I've never edited photos. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll try to learn a new skill today. And I give kudos. I went and messaged like every professional photographer I know. And it'd be like, I applaud you. I will forever pay you. anything you want. Because
we're using Photoshop?
Photoshop and Lightroom. It took me like 4 hours to do one photo. Granted, it's because I was trying to fumbling around and I was like, I'm going to have to Google this one. How do I do this? Google that. How do I do this?
Yeah. So what were you doing with the picture?
Well, I was trying to even out the color balancing because some of my photos came out either overexposed or underexposed.
Gotcha.
Trying to. And then when I was adjusting it where my sun looked good, like everything else, like the color of the grass and the sky wasn't as, you know, it was dull, like little simple things. And then my son wanted me to remove his acne. I'm like, okay, I removed that. And then he had like a 5 o'clock shadow, which I told. The funny thing is, one of those I know things, I was like, you sure you don't want to shave? No, I'll be fine. You sure? He's like, you're not going to take a close up. I know I don't know what I'm doing, the camera, but I have a really good camera. I'm going to see that 5 o'clock shadow.
Right,
no, I'll be
right.
fine. I know it'll be fine. And then he sees it. Can you clean up my mustache?
But you told him though.
I did. So I was like trying to spend time to like make it look natural that he didn't like that I removed the stubble. So much. And I'm like, yeah, photographers, like I've never complained about their rates before. I've never, ever. I just pay it. But yeah, it's like, yeah, here. Just whatever you want to ask for, it's yours. That's where I've been at. And I want to play more games. I haven't had more time, really.
It's been crazy. It's been crazy. The driving has been crazy. I think I put 600 miles in the car in the last week.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's wild.
So it's just DoorDash? Like, tell me about that. Because we don't have that here. Well, we probably do in Oklahoma, but we don't have it here.
So DoorDash is delivering food to customers after they order it from whatever restaurant that they order it from. It's very, you know, low friction system where they order from their favorite restaurant. And then after they order it, it gets pushed to the phone of whoever is available, whoever is driving at that time, whoever is dashing at that time. And then it tells you the distance between where you have to pick up the order and where the person's home is or office or wherever they might be. So you can pretty much deliver it everywhere. You could deliver it, you know, at a, you know, car place or a home or whatever, wherever the address is, you can deliver it because it's connected to Google or Waze, depending on the platform that you decide to use. So, there's a base rate, which changes per state or per wherever you may be. Customer adds tip before, or I think they have the opportunity to add tips after. If they, you know, want to just give you some more, some customers will give you cash on top of the tips that they already did within the app. And then whatever that number is, with the tip, you get that value and it goes directly to your bank every week once you set that up. So let's say an order is $7 and the customer decides to add $3 on that. That becomes $10. You get that entire 10 directly into your account. So it's kind of cool because you actually see the earnings, you know, daily. And then you can, once you get, I think it's 2 weeks or a certain amount of deliveries, then you have the opportunity to get what's called like fast pay. Fast pay is where you can pay $1.99 to have it pushed directly to your bank. You don't have to wait the whole week. So I get paid every Tuesday. So what I'm accruing now for this week will hit this upcoming Tuesday. So I kind of have an idea of what my goal would be for today and stuff like that. So it's, I have one negative. The only negative I have with services like this, specifically this service, is when people attack your character, right? And I have an incident. I think I'm probably going to do a YouTube video where someone did that. And I think that's one of the most frustrating things with me when it comes to either, you know, creating, you know, content, whatever that looks like, or interacting with humans. Like, once you attack my character, I just lose it. Okay. Basically, that's not it. But, it's fun. You get to meet new people. Most of the people are nice to you. Most of the people tip well. You get to learn the restaurants that take longer to prepare the stuff than other restaurants. And sometimes you can either dismiss an incoming order because you don't want to go travel that far, or you can decline it and give a particular reason why you're declining that order. So I've been doing it for about a week plus. And I think that, I think everyone should try it at least once, because the experience is really cool because of the amount of independence that you get with it, right? So I can either do a morning run, lunch run, or evening run. Actually, there's four runs, major runs with that are busy. The morning run, which I don't do, that's like 8 to 10. The lunch run I do, which is 11 to 2. Evening run can span anywhere from 4 to 12 a.m., right? And then like right now, super busy, like the late night snackers, 12 a.m. to 3 a.m., right? So you have a pockets, you have pockets that you can pick where you want to decide to schedule yourself or go out for that day. But depending on your goal that you have daily would determine if you do all the runs, all the major busy runs, or just one or two, depending on what you're trying to accomplish. So I think that whether that's DoorDash or Uber Eats, Uber, or whatever the case might be, any service that is designed that way, it gives you the flexibility to do what you're attempting to do. And it's, the money is decent. You know, I'm not going to say that, that's not a factor. That's the main reason, right? That I decided to pick it up, because it gives me an opportunity to do that. And then I'm here, right? Or you can stream, or you could do something else. So it kind of balances those things as you're building other things. So, another stream of income, you can write off a lot of stuff. So, there's an app called, Everlance, which I'm going to use to, track all my miles, my expenses, my earnings, and all that stuff. So you're basically venturing off, you know, as an independent contractor for the set company that you decide to work with. And, it's the first week was draining because I didn't have a cadence. I didn't have a groove. This week I feel more prepared. You know, I feel much more, you know, ready to engage, certain pockets of times and stuff like that. So right before we started, you know, I was coming back from the evening run, which was 5 to 10.
Are you worried about COVID or anything like that while you're just going in between all these houses?
No, because when you're delivering to the houses, the options are either handed to me, right, from the customer, mm-hmm. or leave it at my door. Most customers say leave it at my door. So when you do leave it at the door, you know, take it out of the bag, put it by the door, or if there's a table or a chair, I usually put it there. And you take a picture to verify that you did drop it off. So you sometimes never even see the customer.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. The thing is, like, going, getting the orders, you know, your mask on to go inside, you know, Chipotle or Applebee's or whatever the store is. You have to have your mask to go in, grab the order, and then leave. So there's not that much contact. And most of the individuals who are coming in out of the stores are masked. I think the major thing that we're trying to solve right now is that my truck takes more gas than my car. And my car can't be on the road right now because it needs to be registered. So once that gets registered and that stuff, that gets 30 plus miles versus my truck that gets 22, right? So over time, I definitely want to use the car. And you can switch which car that you want to use, which vehicle that you want to use on the fly, which is pretty neat. So it's definitely cool. Definitely worth trying. Like, if anybody has a car and they have the flexibility to do something like that, I think it's something worth trying. If you have like a Toyota Corolla that's just sitting 8 hours a day, you could be making money with it and writing off the stuff for it. I use Toyota Corolla because that's one of the dopest cars I think ever made, especially when it comes to gas mileage and durability, you know, still. So yeah.
I want food delivered to me.
Hey, if you DoorDash, I'll deliver it, Daniela. As long as you have, as long as you have a spot for me to crash after the long travel. It won't be 30 minutes though, but,
oh, it's okay. It's like an 18 hour flight.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But,
I heard there's a lot of seats and availability.
Yeah. You know what? Just save me a spot. I'm down. But it's definitely the people have been nice. The people have been kind. And I think that's all you can ask for, especially during this time, like you mentioned earlier, you know, COVID and how people are trying to respond to that. They do give you a mask that's officially branded for DoorDash. Now, I think some of the individuals who started maybe last year or before COVID hit, they didn't have like a branded mask. When I got my kit, they gave me a DoorDash mask and a bag and stuff like that. And then they also have their own gear, hoodies and stuff. I don't necessarily know if I'm going to get a hoodie or anything like that, which the hoodie is kind of cool looking. The reason being is I do not want too much branded stuff on me. But the main thing I wanted to have branded was the mask, because as soon as you walk in, you don't have to ask for the order. They ask you, who are you coming in from? Right. For. Right. Exactly. So I like that aspect of it. So maybe the hoodie may add, you know, special accents to that. But like you said, you know, they just know and they just ask you for the name. So that speeds up the process of people looking at you weird of why you're cutting in a line, you know, at the, ready pickup order section when, you know, so that kind of helps.
All right. Yeah. We don't have that kind of service here. I mean, I think not like an Uber, DoorDash or anything like that. Some of our food trucks, started kind of offering a delivery thing, but they really don't go that far. Even our Pizza Hut doesn't go that far.
Are they considering the markets for it, or they just?
Oh no, they just haven't. Even pre COVID, like our Pizza Hut, like it, I guess we just, it's literally a 5 minute drive. It's a 5 minute drive. They'll come here, and then we have another pizza spot. That's about 6 minute drive the opposite direction, but they won't deliver here. It's like, the closest that they will go is kind of like 2 blocks away.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, it's not in our area. What?
That's crazy.
I'm like, yeah. Pizza Hut sometimes does. Like, they get it wrong, though.
Pizza.
Domino's won't deliver here. They only stay within, like, their 1 mile radius, which really isn't that far.
Yeah, how do they decide that, though?
I don't know. No idea. It's ridiculous. So it means like if I have to leave to go and pick up food, I might as well go to the grocery store and cook myself something.
Well, that's more epic anyway.
Yeah, but I'm tired.
Oh man.
No, that's my take on gaming lately too.
What it's a like, week.
I don't have the brain capacity. I got Tim the Tatman's name wrong, okay? That's where my brain capacity is currently at, because I am burnt out and I am exhausted and I am tired and these hours are not friendly to me at all. Last week I was waking up at 3 a.m. for work, just to work like an 11 hour shift. And it's like an hour and a half for me to get back home.
Daniela, what are you doing? It's not friendly. That's wild.
And like, I think now I just want nothing more than just to play. I don't even have to stream. I just want some time to play some games. That's all I want. Yes. That's all I ask for.
I hope you get it.
Yeah, me too. I just, you know what's terrible? You know what's really, really, really bad is the fact that I bought like a few games.
What'd you buy?
I don't know. I don't know why. It's like some Steam games or indie games. Actually, one was gifted to me. I think it's called Whiteout. It's a little most of my Steam games are indie games. I don't know why I'm like deciphering it. I hardly own any AAA titles on my PC. But what did I buy? One is like this weird programming one called If Else. And then there's another one that's called While True Learn.
Okay.
And then I bought Among Us and Spy Story.
What's Among Us? I'm hearing about that.
I don't know. I haven't even tried it out yet. I was just told to buy it, so I bought it.
Okay.
I know I had some
Daniela,
friends.
Buy this car. Sure. Oh my. No questions asked. Okay, Daniela.
That's where I'm at. Just tell me what you need. I'll go and do it. No, I had some friends who were like, oh, I really want to play this game. I didn't even ask them what it was about. I didn't even bother for them to explain it to me. It just right. like I had some friends who were like, this is a really fun game. We should play sometimes. It's only $5. I'm like, yeah, sure. I went, got it, bought. I didn't even watch a trailer for it. That's where I'm at. I'm like, yes, just tell me what. Just, yeah, go
yeah,
get it.
I'll definitely
I'll get around to playing it when I can. What I have been playing, which I am lucky, because I do have friends that are visiting here. So, still sticking with the game thing, but it's just a board game. There's actually a really fun game that I got as a present, but I haven't actually, I got it for as a present in Christmas time. And, I finally got to play it this past weekend. It's called Villainous. So it's after the Disney villains. And it's a board game that's actually it's really a lot of fun. So okay. Yeah, I kind of remember all of them. So you got Prince John, I think it is, from Robin Hood. Let's see, you have Maleficent, Jafar, Ursula. Gosh, who else? I think there's six villains. I can't remember the other two, but, you're playing in your own little storybook. But then these other villains can also affect how your story plays out. So you have an objective that you have to do. So I played Maleficent because she's my favorite villain. And her objective is to start her turn with curses on all her lands. So you have a set of cards that your action cards, the things that you can do each turn.
Okay.
And you can play them based off of how much power that you accumulate as you play throughout the game, because every card that you use requires power to be able to spend it. And then you have these fate cards that the other players that are playing, they get to draw the fate cards out. And usually those are the heroes in the stories. So, they affect what you can and cannot do on your turn. And you're kind of doing that. So the objective is basically whatever your thing is, which hers was having a curse on all her lands, is what I needed to do. I think for Prince John is that he accumulated 20 power coins for his turn. Jafar was to hypnotize Genie to take under his command.
This is a board game?
It's a board game. It's actually really fun. And there's like a bunch of expansions to it too. There's even a Marvel one for it. Mm. And the thing is that even if it's Marvel and Disney, they can all play together. You're just choosing your hero and you can still all play all the same. It's actually a lot of fun. So we were playing it. I had my goddaughter playing. She's 8. She loved it. And it's like, it's about a 60 to 90 minute game.
Okay.
So if you ever get a try out this board game, Villainous. I would recommend it. I want to play it again. I want to get the other. I think it has 3 mini expansions, and each expansion has 3 additional villains to it. And then the Marvel one has like 6. I don't remember which characters in the Marvel ones, but it was fun, and I enjoyed playing it. And I hope that we get to play it on my one day off in this next 2 weeks.
Okay. So what have you seen? Apple and Epic? You seen this?
I've heard it.
Yeah?
I think it's crazy, but you know what? If anybody's going to be taking on Apple, I think Epic can afford to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it is crazy. And I think it's absolutely funny how Epic is totally trolling Apple for it. Because I did watch their little trailer about what they're doing, which is very 1984-esque. Like take over black and white film. I thought that was actually pretty smart. I think they had a
where'd they have that?
The trailer. I think I saw it on Twitter. I think I'm pretty sure they probably have that on the YouTube too. It's a short mini clip, and then I think they had a special event because I haven't played Fortnite in a long time. They had a special event called the Wall Garden, I believe it was, which is basically what Apple has, because it is very, very steep that they take 30% and recut. And what Epic is trying to do is just have a more direct way so they can make more money. I don't really pay attention to how much like either Apple or Google takes from developers. 30%.
Yeah, it's a lot. There was there was an actual tweet that I had posted from an article that The Verge had. See if I could pull that up real quick. And let's see if we can get this on here. So Apple says that 61 billion of digital content was sold through the App Store in 2019, of which it took an estimated 18.3 billion cut compared to the 46.3 billion Apple reported in services revenue on its collected 2019 quarterly earnings. That is a lot of money, okay?
That is.
All right. If you didn't know, they're making bank just on the cut.
Even if it wasn't 30%, 10%, 10%, you know what, Apple, you're still making a lot of money. Like, I feel like just off of Epic and Fortnite alone, I feel like they could waive that 30% for all other apps that is in their store and still make a huge profit.
It's wild. It's wild how much they're making. So,
it's also
so, yeah.
Wild how much people are spending on Fortnite.
So what are they spending most of their stuff on? Is it the clothes?
Cosmetics.
But why?
Because they look really cool. Because people want to look cool and have fun with it. I know people who has bought every single cosmetic since the game came out.
And what is that? What is that total?
I don't even want to know what that total is. I don't even think they know what that total is. But that's scary. Yeah, but that's smarter. Well. Smart for Fortnite, Epic, whatever they're doing. But I know they aren't the only people who've done that. Like, they just got to own it. They got to play. They have to have this. They bought every emote. They bought every accessory. They bought every outfit, everything. Not even going to lie. I'm not even going to lie, okay? So when they had the Batman thing, I think I was already, like, I stopped playing, like, 2 months prior to it. But they had the whole Batman thing. I logged in and spent $25 to buy that skin, and then I turned the game off.
Why would you do that?
Because it's Batman.
Why would you do that to yourself? That's just so, that's so bad.
It is. And like, I saw, like, I think I saw somewhere that there's going to be a Joker thing. And I'm like, no, no, please, no.
Wait, when is the Joker?
I don't know. I think I saw that. I'm hoping I didn't, but I'm pretty sure I did.
But
and
when
I was like,
it?
No, please
soon?
Don't make me install this game just so I can have Joker.
So good. They've done an amazing work with Fortnite. I mean, as much as I don't play it, I love the fact that people enjoy it as much as they do and how big it has, you know, become in this space. It's a huge game.
It is. It's not going to die anytime soon. People can say that it is, but you know what? It still has life in it. People are still enjoying it.
Absolutely.
Things are still changing in it, and it's not going anywhere for a while.
Okay.
And with the way that they're expanding and these little mini concerts that they have, especially now, like, people aren't able to attend concerts, to be able to do it virtually. Like, it's not even just in Fortnite. Like, even, I think it's called Wave XR, I think it is. That's in VR, people are having concerts, and it's just another way to bond, especially with people who are just far away. You get to do something and enjoy something with people. And Fortnite offers that, to be able to experience something, because it's not like when Fortnite has these events that they are going to, it's like, it's going to be a regular thing. No, it's like, you're either there that day for the first or second showing or whatever it is. And then that's it. All you can rely on after that is whoever hopefully puts on a good point of view on YouTube.
Right. So it doesn't get recorded unless somebody records it on YouTube.
Yeah. Or Twitch or wherever they may be.
Right.
Like you got to be there in that moment. So it is that whole FOMO feeling, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
That they latch onto and people have that.
Right, right. Interesting. Interesting. The last thing, well, what I know they did something for Black Lives Matter, and I know they've done at least a couple of concerts, right? Two or three at least, right?
Yep.
Travis Scott was one of them, right? If I remember correctly.
Oh, I don't remember anymore.
Yeah.
That's how much I've been so out of it. I know that these things are going on.
Right.
But I'm not interested so much in play, but I know what good it does for people to have it there.
Okay.
Just because I don't play it doesn't mean I totally hate it or dislike it or anything like that. It's just that I needed, I was sucked into it. Obviously, I was spending money that I didn't need to spend.
Right, right.
I had to step away. But I love what they do. It's
Absolutely.
Kind of an addiction, which is a little bit scary. So you have to figure out that limit, your limit there.
Right.
And maybe put a block on your PayPal or your credit card that says, like, when you see me send X amount of dollars to Epic, cut me off.
Stop me immediately.
Send me a notification on my phone to say you reached your monthly limit for Epic for this month.
Oh, man.
Until it resets for the following month. I don't know.
So the other thing, too, that I've appreciated about Epic is all the free games that they've given away.
Oh, yeah. I make sure I claim that every week.
Yeah. Since I don't know when they started doing that, but I missed out on when they initiated that whole free game stuff. But ever since then, they've done a lot. I think I caught it somewhere around the Batman stuff, maybe a little bit earlier than that. The Batman and the Lego Batman and all the anniversary stuff that was going on with Batman that one time. So there were all these Batman games available for free. I was like, wow. And then not too long ago, they gave Grand Theft Auto 5, right? Which was a big title. And then they did Samurai Showdown series, which I love. So yeah, they've been giving away some good stuff. And then there's a snowboarding game this week, right? Which looks very Journey-esque in its presentation. And I think that particular game that they released for the free games was released on the 13th of August. So it's a fairly new game that they just gave away for free on Epic Games. So they've been doing that for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Sally, whenever you happen to be listening to this, this week's one was Remnant of the Ashes. I think that was,
right.
That was a good one. Then the Alto Collection. So by the time you listen to us, it'll be next for this week. It'll be Enter the Gungeon and God's Trigger.
Yeah.
That'll be the next free one. So it's like weekly. And there's some really good gems in there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the Borderlands 2 they did recently also, that plays well for me. I really enjoyed going back in and playing some Borderlands. So yeah, they've done a lot of good stuff with the Epic stuff. And I hope it works out. I hope at the end of it all, they're able to make it work. Because if they remove Epic completely off the stuff, that really affects even the engine itself from what I've gathered, not being on the platform as well. So
that's a lot of money that they're missing out on both sides, yeah. Really, both Epic and Apple.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. So there's that. EA Play launching on Steam.
Yeah. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm tired of having multiple launchers. I mean, I'm okay with having my Epic one, and I like my Steam. But yeah, I won't pay for a monthly subscription to EA Play, though, or EA Access, whatever they're going by, EA Play.
I think I'm all in on Steam right now. It's so good.
Because why not? Is there the only other place that I get my game from? The only other place that I buy my games from that I appreciate is Humble Bundle. Humble Bundle is really good.
Yeah, I haven't done any Humble Bundle stuff, but it's like, it's so good. It's Steam is so good. Like, it's gotten to a place where all I do is just load my game and I'm done. I just, it's good. It's good. So I'm enjoying the experience. I don't even remember when the last time I turned on a console. I don't know what that means, but It's been a while.
Yeah. Even Flaw. Even though I got it for free on PlayStation.
Oh, it's been a while. So we'll see.
Let me know when you start developing an over backlog. I realize I have almost 500 games, which is pretty small compared to
I don't have that many games. Mm-mm.
One day you will.
No, why are you speaking that? Why are you speaking that, Daniela? I only have like 10 games. Something like that on Steam. I hope I don't mess it up. Like if I open Steam right now, I'll tell you exactly what I have. Hopefully it doesn't break while we're doing this. So for Steam, I have, of course, Destiny and Paladins and Warframe. So that's three, right? That's three right there. Tomb Raider. I think there's a Tomb Raider in there. So it's pulling up right now. So I have the DCS World, which is the flying game. Destiny 2, Kart Rider. Well, Kart Rider's not here right now. Modern Combat Versus, Paladins, Quake Champions, Quantum League, River City Ransom, which you got me. Star Wars, The Old Republic, Street Fighter V, Streets of Rage 4, Tomb Raider, Warframe, and Yakuza 0. That's it. That's all I have on Steam. That's it. You, on the other hand...
Ridiculous.
you have 500 games. I can't even imagine. That's insane.
Me neither.
That's insane.
Oh, man.
500. Like literally 500? Like it's not the number 500? So it's 500 plus?
No, I think it's close to it.
That's close insane.
500?
How?
Don't ask me.
What do you mean? Who else am I gonna ask? I gotta ask the person who has 500.
Let's see what this thing says here. There's like a website that takes your Steam library and tells you how long it'll take you if you played every single game that's in your library.
Link me to that. I don't have that. That's fancy. What's the site?
How long to beat Steam.
That's the site? How long to beat Steam?
Yep. According to this... Okay, I have 445 games. Although excluding some. I don't know why.
That's a lot.
So if I was to play all of my games, it would take me 234 days and 6 hours.
What? How long?
I just got to take off from work for a year. That's all.
That's insane. Steam profile ID. Hold on. Let me see. Just put my... Tell me how long. Okay. Hold on a second. So now if we go... All right. Whoa. I'm pressing the wrong things here. No, don't mess up on me. All right. How are we looking?
So it says, it's funny because this thing tells me if I was a completionist in my games, 9 months, 3 weeks, 5 days, and 3 hours.
Your main playtime would be 2 days. Oh my gosh.
I just got to take off from work for like a whole year.
You just have to do it? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. That's crazy. Your remaining amount of consecutive extras playtime would be 5 days and 13 hours. Your remaining amount of consecutive completionist playtime would be 1 week, 4 days, and 10 hours. Oh man. This is cool how they break that down though. That's pretty neat. I dig it. Yeah, it's
and that's just my Steam game. I don't if there was a way to ever manage my console games, I'm just like forget it. I'll just wait till I retire.
that's a lot. So you have that EA Play. GeForce Now launches on Chromebooks. Did you care?
I've never even touched a Chromebook. I guess that's good. I don't know anybody that owns one. I mean, it doesn't say that they're not popular.
Right.
I don't know if that's a big deal. I guess it is.
It's good for them. They want that. They want that kind of vibe. This here is... But
like, at the same time, I want... Okay, if anybody's like listening, I want... like, get at me on Twitter. Twitter.com/MissDJM. Do you or do you even know anybody who pays for GeForce Now?
I don't.
I don't either.
I try not to pay for anything, but you already
do. But I don't know anybody who does. Like, okay, just specifically for GeForce Now. Like, I don't know anybody who did. Like, my timeline, I have people who always talk about different things, which I know you have to pay for a service to get to it.
Right.
Literally never, ever seen anybody talk about GeForce Now. So that's why I don't know. It's like, is that a good thing for Chromebook or is that a good thing for them? Is it going to change it? Is it going to make it popular? Because I hear nothing about it. I don't know if it's good. I don't know if it's bad. I don't know if they're still trying to work through these things or if they're just like drowning like Stadia.
Yeah, that's Stadia.
And it's bizarre to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Chromebooks are cool. My daughter has one. I think she's liked it for the most part. I think sometimes it gets temperamental. It doesn't want to turn on. But aside from that, she's used it quite a bit. So there's that. Xbox Series dashboard. Okay, so here's a question for you. Are you getting any of the new consoles this year? Or are you going to wait till next year?
I will probably, for me personally, I'll be getting the PS5. My boyfriend would be getting the Xbox Series X. So the answer is yes, but like the Xbox Series X won't necessarily be mine. I'll use it. I'll try it out. But, I'm dedicated to getting the PS5.
Okay. The first look at the Xbox Series X dashboard, and it looks very familiar. Of course, Halo, we're not going to see Halo this year. Some people are happy about it. Some people are not necessarily excited about it. But, I think it's whatever's going to make it the best that it can be. I think that should be, you know, you take an account for that. But, there's a lot of, upset individuals because Halo is not going to be out this year. But the dashboard looks cool.
It's very familiar looking because that kind of just looks like a very similar to what is the Xbox Companion app for Windows. I believe that's what it is. I have two different Xbox apps. I don't know why, and they both look different. I believe that's a Companion app that they like rolled out into the beta earlier this year.
Okay.
I actually like it better than the Companion app that they have.
Okay. Top racing games.
I like it. And I hardly ever have something nice to say about Xbox.
Yeah, I don't...
I own up to that. And just because it's not... I have to explain. It's not because I hate Xbox. It's just that it's not my preferred one. And you know what?
Why do you hate Xbox? They've gone through
a lot. I don't hate Xbox. I just don't like some of the things that they do. I don't like some of the things that they do. I mean, there was like, I think when, I don't even know what generation that, what number generation would be, but the Xbox 360 PS3 thing, I kind of jumped on the 360 train before I did the PS3 thing, actually. I think that was the first time I ever chose, okay, first and last time I chose the Xbox over the PS3 because Xbox just was doing things right and I really enjoyed it. I hated their dashboard. I did not like that dashboard at all.
You didn't like the blades?
No, I didn't like the dashboard. I haven't liked their dashboard in a while. I don't remember when it was, but I remember I was so irritated because there was an update that I got. And the first thing was like this big ad. I'm like, what is... Nope, turn it off. Yeah. I don't even know what I was going to play. I don't want to play this because like that's what the first thing I have to see on my dashboard. My dashboard is like this ad being played at me. No. And I think I turned it off. I didn't turn it on for a while. And then at some point they had another update to it and it was gone. I'm like, okay. I don't have to deal with this. But then at the same time, it took me forever to find everything I needed.
I think even now PlayStation 3 had one of the best dashboards.
I love that dashboard.
Yeah. Very, very minimalistic in its approach. It was really, really good.
And to me, I still think it's very minimalistic right now. I like the folder system that's in the PS4.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good right now. So there's that. Vampire the Masquerade fires lead writer and creative director. I don't know how I feel about that, but I just thought I'd put it there. You've been following that?
No, I haven't. So tell me.
It just looks really good. Like, I think they recently showed it, and I just love the cosmetics and the graphics of the game. But I didn't really look into why they fired the lead writer and creative director. Here's why. Because whenever somebody loses their position, right, we always assume it's because of something bad, right? And I think sometimes the wording and the headlines throws us off on what exactly took place and stuff like that. So I added it in here because it's one of the things that I wanted to start following because I liked what I saw from the stuff that they've already shown for Vampire the Masquerade. And it looks pretty.
You gonna play it?
I'm gonna be scared if I do. But I'll probably watch a lot of video from it. I just like... Okay, so when it comes to the horror stuff, I think I stopped after Resident Evil. And 5 wasn't even a horror game, I don't think. Right? See, that much I remember, right? After 4... or Code Veronica and all those things, I was like, okay, guys, I'm done. All right. See you later. I don't think I've done anything after that. Before that, Parasite Eve, Parasite Eve is still one of the dopest games. Okay. Silent Hill was pretty dope. And I think after that, I was done. But I like watching certain sections of it, like on stream. Like if you stream something like this, I'll be like, hey, Daniel. Okay, cool. Nice to see you. I'll see you soon. But yeah, so getting back to the original, thing I was mentioning is, I just don't like seeing people like lose out on opportunities and stuff like that. And I think that. As of late, I've been thinking about that. When you see people lose an opportunity, even with the Ellen show and all that stuff going on, you've seen that? Any of that stuff?
No.
It's just been wild. Like from what they're saying that the culture has been at the Ellen show, there's individuals that were not treating people well, so I could see why they would lose their job, and. That affects the entire environment and culture of that particular workplace. When people leave and you find out people were really just, you know, the worst kinds of people in that environment that could put others at danger and all that stuff. So it's, I don't know. I'm navigating social a little bit different these days. My brain has changed, has done a shift on. Like, as soon as I see something, this person got let go for that, or this thing happened to this person, or even the Pokemon stuff. Like, she put out a video about things that she was apologizing for, and I don't know the context of what happened and what she was apologizing for. Like, I always like to go do my own research, right? Which is what people don't do these days, right? Mm-hmm. Because clips... and a lot of videos that we see can easily be taken out of context. Cause if Danielle is streaming right now and you clip her and she says something at 17 seconds and you remove that and you only put 15 seconds, that could change the whole thing. Right. And I think that, you know, what happens because we have so much information being thrown at us on a regular basis, we do not do the due diligence of researching what really happened, right? If you really care about the person, the brand, the place, or the thing, you'd want to do the research on that. I think too many times that that's not done.
No, it really isn't, especially with the way that how quickly the internet and rumors go about the entire cancel culture of everything, which I've never liked the mob mentality of cancel culture. And do I believe that people should be accountable for their actions? Of course I do. There are certain things that I don't think you need to put people on blast for. It's just, it's rough. And then a lot of stuff, like you hear the one side of the person that's accusing the person of whatever it may be. This has nothing to do with the whole Me Too thing that happened like a month ago or so, or 2 months ago. But just in general, like somebody calls out something, they didn't like it, it hurt their feelings. They take out this little clip, they share that one, and then suddenly that person's terrible. But you don't, like you're saying, you don't know what the whole context of it was. You don't know where it spurred from. You don't know what happened. And nobody will take the time to go back to the original, like VOD, and see the whole thing. And by the time somebody does, to share what that the bigger picture is, everybody's so focused on like that 10 seconds or that 15 seconds that was shown, and that's all they see. And they develop this entire opinion based off of that already. And it is really hard to change that mob's thought process to look at it any other way but that.
Question and for you.
What is that?
Do you think you're misunderstood on the web right now?
Me?
Yeah.
I'd like to think not.
You'd like to think not. Why did you answer it like that?
Well, before, definitely in the probably the last 5 years. Five, 6 years. I can't attest to 30-year-old DJ and younger, but I'm very, very thoughtful about what I put out there, what I say. In how I say it. And if anything I say, even if it's not something that's going to be commonly agreed upon, is something that I will still stick with in 10 years from now, in 20 years from now, if it's ever brought up for any reason, that's something that I'm going to know that I'm going to firmly stand behind. So I'm very thoughtful about what it is I'm putting out, what I'm saying, and how I carry myself. Because of that reason, like I always try to think 5 steps ahead. Now, that being said, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to offend somebody. Not that I intentionally or purposely try to do it. It's just that everybody has a different set of opinions on things. Right. And they're not going to align with mine. And that's going to offend someone regardless. Like just kind of, it's just as simply as, you know, what is more common than just gaming? Being parents. Parents, okay? Everybody either chooses or they don't want to be not have kids. But what if you do have kids, there's always that one side of, do you vaccinate your kids or you don't vaccinate your kids? I am very much pro-vaccination. I'm very much pro, like, you need to get your kids vaccinated. You need to take care of them. And here's my reasons. And there's a lot of parents who are very offended by that because they feel that my choices is done out of ignorance and that I don't do my research of why to do this. Whereas I can do the same thing and feel that same way about, like, are you doing the research of how you're possibly harming your child and every other kid around you because you choose not to do this?
Right.
You know, it's like that back and forth, but it offends them. And there are former friends of mine who have gone back to that, like, yeah, but you said this and this. I'm like, well, yeah, I still feel that way.
Many years later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many years later, and I still feel that specific way. And it's the same thing about, you know, I have vegan friends. I respect the way that they eat, the way that they choose to live their life. And I try to
like
be
no meat at all or just some
like
meat.
No meat at all.
Gotcha.
And I don't like that's your choice. They don't try to push it upon me, but I do have a certain feeling about raising kids to be full vegan.
Okay.
Unless they are very much, like for me personally, it's just that there's certain things where as adults, we can live without, you know, eating meat. We can have all these different, you know, additional supplements and vitamins and stuff that we can add to our diets to make up for that lack of whatever vitamins and nutrients you're getting that you would get from meat.
Right.
As a child, though, I feel like some of those things are required and needed in the brain development, the body development, and just the overall the development of the organs in a child growing up to be able to build up those enzymes, those antibodies, everything. And putting that upon a child, I think, is a little bit harsh. And there's a lot of parents that would be like, well, you know, I feed them all of this stuff and I feed them that. But you can only give your kids so much supplements to make up for the lack of protein because kids in general, regardless of what diet they're on, are picky eaters.
Right.
You can only feed your child spinach so much time.
Right.
You know? And it, well, and there's some really creative, you know, the ones that, like, I have nothing against vegans. I swear I do not. And there are some vegan parents that I know that cook amazing meals, but they do their research. They do really intensive research about creating these really great meal plans for their kids to meet all of that. And that is great. And that is smart. And then that's where I'm like, okay, you're doing what you need to do for your kids to be able to get what they need from, you know, meats that are being removed and dairy products and whatnot. But I've come across a lot of vegan parents that don't do that. I'm like, oh, I eat this. I'm fine. So my child's fine. Mm. No, we have two different, you two have two different body chemistries right now. Your body doesn't need that as much as your growing child does.
Okay.
And that's where I'm like, okay. And that can offend people. That is my opinion. And I understand that that can affect and offend and anger a lot of people. But that's something I'm passionate about, especially when it comes to kids. It's like, I want your kids to grow up nice and healthy. I'm not saying meat is the absolute thing that they need to have, but you better be doing your research to see that your child is getting everything they possibly need, that just because you eat it and you're fine doesn't mean that your child is too.
Mm.
So when it comes to gaming, I'm the same way. Well, I'm actually a little bit more cautious on top of there because people like to just tear everything apart. And that is exhausting in itself. Like, I have written out so many tweets and deleted them because, nope, I can't say that.
That's not going out. That's not going out.
That's not going out because I can't say that because I'm just going to have a flash mob or whatever showing up just ready with their pitchforks and their torches.
That tweet can't go out, Daniela. It can't. Just can't.
And, you know, and as I've gotten older, I think I'm wondering, like, why do I care?
Exactly. And I think that's where I am. But go ahead. Go on.
Because, like, yeah, I probably will try to, like, if I said something that was, like, a hot take that people didn't like, it's still my opinion. It's still my thought. And I'm still going to feel that way no matter how anybody feels.
I think it's different when it's face-to-face. But go ahead.
It probably is. It really probably is. Because people are not going to say a lot of the things that they say online to your face.
Right.
Straight up. I mean, it's not to say that there aren't people that would, but majority won't. But regardless if it's a hot take or not, I still stand by what I say. And I would never, ever do it to hurt somebody. And that's where I feel confident in it, is that I might have hurt somebody's feelings.
What, that you said you hate vegans?
I don't hate vegans. I don't, okay? I don't.
Daniela does not hate vegans. She doesn't hate vegans.
Are vegans. Well, okay. One is full vegan and the other one is pescatarians, which they eat fish.
Yeah, fish is dope. I love fish.
But no, I mean, I'm bound to hurt somebody's feelings. If I want to, no. If I do, I would hope that they would want to talk to me about it. And I think that's a really huge thing, is that people find it easier to just tell the masses than to talk to the one person that...
I'm glad you said that. Because I was like, what, talk to you? Like what, one-on-one? Like you mean actually set aside time to pick up the phone or say, hey, can we talk about this in private? That kind of conversation happening now?
That's the adult thing to do, which I think is it's a lost art form, apparently, to be able to do that, because everybody's just like, it's easier and makes them feel better. I don't know if that's part of their working out process there, but it's easier to cope with whatever you're feeling if you have a bunch of people taking your side, because then you feel more justified in how you feel. Right or wrong, I mean, that's kind of what people do. It's like, oh, okay, I must not be wrong in feeling this way because all these other people feel this way too. But those people only got one side of the story. Only one side. And they drew their opinions based off of what you said, which I think when you do that, you have to be almost be able to remove yourself from the situation and explain it objectively.
Okay.
But you can't do that. No, people really cannot be able to do that. You're going to have a bias in there. You're going to have a feeling. You're going to have your emotions in it, which affects how somebody builds their opinion off of what happened.
Right.
And for me, I can't. It's hard. Yes, it is hard. I'm not saying it is easy. Yes, it is hard to be able to go and approach somebody and tell them like, hey, what you did, you know, really hurt my feelings. It made me feel a certain way. And
yeah, my pride won't let me get there sometimes. Got too much pride.
I don't know about me and pride. I think I get really, really cranky. I think the last time this happened to me was actually a few weeks ago, and it was with my best friends. And when I get into that mode where I feel offended, and I like my first instinct, and I'm sure it's for the same for a lot of people, is to be really defensive. And I was trying really hard not to do that because I was upset. Like I had my friends come hang out and they were joking, but then I didn't quite take it that way. Like, okay, I know I'm busy, I'm working, and I'm not able to hang out.
Right.
And there was like a remark that was thrown into there that like really stung. And I tried to, like, he doesn't mean it. He doesn't mean it that way.
Ooh.
Just let go. And I did let it go for the night. And then I think we were scheduled to like hang out later or a couple days later. And they were like, you're going to come and hang out, right? And I was like, yeah, I will. But it's like the way that it was worded, and that's what's hard about text. Text doesn't have a tone.
But you can get a lot from text. Like I believe that you can get a lot from text. How people write certain things, what they don't write, you know, the length of it, even if it's comments. I think you can get a lot from text to get a vibe of how you're going to address somebody or not address somebody. And I think that when people say that you can't get anything from text, I'm not fully on board with that. But you're right. It doesn't have feelings or emotions, but what's evoking from what is written are those feelings and emotions. And then from there, you have to decide, hey, do I want to reply now or do I want to cool off first before?
And that's where I was at right there was like, how do I want to do this? Cause I just felt a certain way and I was still caring about what was said. You know, the night prior.
Before, right.
And I was like, my first reply was like, yeah, I'll be there. And I don't remember what was said after that. And then it bothered me even more. And I'm like standing over here stewing. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get dressed and I'm just going to go. Jeez, you guys don't even seem like you want to hang out with me. But I'm going to show up because. And like, I ended up like, I didn't want that sitting on my chest.
Right.
I didn't want that sitting on my heart at all. So I replied back. I'm like, look, based off of this, what was said the night before and, you know, me being out there and like how you're responding to me, do you even want me to hang out?
Right.
And the whole thing, this is like a group text message. You're like, what? Yes. Why? What? Where's this coming from?
Right. I got to point out this thing that you said, which it sounds basic, but it's not like the concept of. Not even a concept. I'm just thinking about what you said. I didn't want that to be sitting on my heart. That's heavy. Like that statement is like a heavy statement. For me, I just.
I think it's something that you learn over time.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens when you don't approach somebody or able to talk to that person about what's bothering you or what they did that you felt wronged by. Regardless if you like that person or not.
Yeah, yeah.
You're carrying that around.
Yeah.
You're carrying that around in your mind. You're carrying that around in your heart. And that, like, before you even know it, it's affecting how you're going about your day. It is affecting your mood and how you're carrying yourself to other people, how you're working. If your mind is clouded, it can be something so small and it builds up over time.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's either you just let it go or you correct it. Be like, dude, okay, you know what? You already hurt my feelings about this. We'll work through this together. But dude, don't, you know, that's not right to come at people that way or say this way or feel that way or whatever it may be.
So how was the text written that you were, was it exclamation points? Was it dot, dot, dots? Or was it like commas in the wrong places?
My responses or theirs?
Theirs.
No, it was really short.
Short. Okay.
It was short. It was like a couple words.
Okay. Gotcha.
Not just a single word. But it was a couple words, and then I was just feeling like a certain way. And then it's like on top of that, I think I was asked to join after the fact. So I felt like more like I was impeding on it or like the sense they were.
I don't like that. Ooh.
Like that's how I felt. And yeah. I know that's not how it was, but that's how I was taking it. Because really, I do, of all my friends, I have the busiest schedule. So. Yeah. They tried their best to work their schedule around mine. And it just so happens that those two groups had the afternoon open. They knew I was at work and they were already hanging out. And then they threw out like, hey, if you got time, you want to hang out tonight. And that really is innocent. It really is. And it wasn't like, oh, is cool. It really is. When it comes to those people that I know gotcha. It is. Okay. But they knew that, like, oh, you're done with work. It's a Friday. You don't work tomorrow. Right. You want to come out. We're already doing this. And for me, because I still had from the nights prior, those comments that were made still sitting down and weighing on me that I thought didn't bother me to get it, like what felt like an after invitation. I was like, really? And I was going to go there really salty. I don't know why I was just going to go there really salty, but like, no, where do we even leave this house? I'm going to clear this up now before we leave this house. Cause if we don't, I'm not leaving. And it really takes time to be able to reach that point. And yeah, my example is with like some of my closest and longest friends, which honestly, I think that's harder to do the longer you know somebody.
Yeah.
Than it is with somebody that I barely know. Because if it's somebody I barely know and I can run to you about something, like, I barely know you. I've hardly known you long enough. I don't care.
There's no emotional stake in it.
It isn't. Yeah. But coming from then, it's like, oh my God, is this going to make or break our friendship here? I can't do this.
Which is why when you're replying to certain tweets of individuals that you know or you're in a particular group with, depending on how you phrase the tweet towards the person, that could create its own narrative of, wait a minute, what's going on there? And people will run with that. And which is why, like, I really don't, I'm not on Twitter as much as I used to be, like, especially now because I have a lot more time driving and it gives me a lot of more time to think about engaging things, right? So there's certain things on social I can't engage because of what the potential narrative would come from that. And I'm sure you've had experiences with that.
Yeah. When it comes online, I'm kind of similar in a way, especially the longer I've known somebody. And, you know, you get followed and unfollowed quite frequently. And I see it. And I see people that I used to talk to and they unfollow me. And you know what? I don't get bothered by it. But when it's somebody for a longer period of time, like I'm talking like 9 years plus. I think I've had Twitter for like 12 years now.
Yeah.
So 9 years plus is a pretty long time to have somebody that you followed and not just followed just because they're there, but like I had conversations with you.
Right. If I unfollowed you, that'd be weird.
It would be. It would be really weird. And I have people that have done that. Like, I think I've had possibly two, maybe three people.
Right.
I think it was three, actually, that were a long time. We were mutual followers and they unfollowed me where I was very much compelled to reach out and be like, hey, it's cool that you follow me. I just want to make sure that I didn't offend you or something, or I did something to upset you because I want to know.
Right.
I'm not a perfect person.
But why? Why do you care? Like, that's the other thing too. It's like, but it's more than that though, right? Like, it's not just something happened, right? And now you're trying to decide, Do I want to find out what happened to lead to that? But does it really matter? Like, if we're connected outside of that, it should matter, right? But it feels like it does.
To me, it does.
Right.
Because as much as somebody, I care what people think and I don't care what people think. The longer I know you or mutual followings or whatever it is, of course I'm going to care.
Right.
The longer it is, the more invested I am into it. So I'm going to care. And I obviously am going to be like, I just want to know, did I do something? Because like I said, I'm not a perfect person. There's always rooms for improvement. It's not to people please so that I cater my timeline or whatever I tweet towards them specifically. But I want to know like what it is that bothered them. And, you know, if we ended up falling again, that's fine. But I don't necessarily care if everybody likes me or nobody likes me, but I do care if I did something to hurt somebody's feelings that warranted that need. Because again, I don't want to hurt people's feelings. There's already too much hate in the world.
Okay.
Why you got to add to it?
All right. So I'm weird. I think you already know that. So right, I've been told that I am compassionate, but I'm unkind.
What does that mean?
Well, I guess because I could be really short and mean to people, right? But yet I'd want to remedy why I was to the extent of making the person whole again, right? So I have depths of compassion, but sometimes I could care less if you exist. So it's like the spectrum of, you know, so basically on what you were saying before, I want to be loved, but I want to be hated also, right? Because I believe like with me personally, I don't believe that there's any in between, right? And I think that some individuals, you can kind of like have a gray area with them, but I think my personality doesn't allow gray areas, which is why I have the friends that I have and why I have the individuals who probably do not like me, right? Because I think, so poke holes in that. Let me know if you agree or disagree. But I think with you it's different because I loved you from day one.
I don't think I see that from you. That's the weird thing. Because of that, I don't see that from you because I don't think you've ever been short with me. Honest with me, yes, but I don't think you've ever been short with me. But at the same time, a lot of people don't like honesty. So I can see that as being
right.
Unkind.
No, I don't think we've. No, I don't think we've ever had any. No, no, but it's there, and I think that what I guess the way I use it, it's like a shield for me, because I know that if somebody gets past that, then they see the real me, right, behind the shield, right, which is the compassionate person. And I think I don't want everybody there, right? So I need a shield to keep them away, right? So you made it in, right? But some individuals are not going to get there. So then you have the spectrum of I love her. I love Daniela. She's dope. And there's some individuals who are not going to like you at all because you're associated with certain individuals. Right. There's that. Right. Yeah. And there's some people they don't like you just because they just don't. Like they have no reason. They just don't. Right. You have those people as well. So I think that how I've remedied that, resolved that for me now is really to be mindful of how I engage on social, which includes like, you know, video stuff or the other stuff, as well. And I think that doing that gives me time to think about how to properly, you know, address individuals and stuff like that. And, but I know that the misconceptions for us, us meaning, individuals who create video, audio, written word, there's always that misconception of who the person really is versus, who they are showing online, right? The representative of that person versus the actual person. And I think that sometimes they blend in very close together. and other times they're specifically guarded as almost two individuals because, you know, personal privacy, right? Some individuals' lives, you don't get aspects of it. So for example, one of the things that I've been hearing about Pokemon is she doesn't want her relationships to be public, right? So while individuals want to see aspect of her in that way, she wants that to remain as private as possible, right? And one of the conversations that I saw recently is that certain men in chat believe that they own the behavior of the women that they're watching.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, you say of course. Enlighten me.
Of course they feel that way.
Enlighten me. Talk to me about that.
Because they feel like they pay for her subscriptions, they pay for her service, they have some assistance in keeping her roof over her head and her success. They feel like they are owed something and that they have control over said thing. It's kind of like that stupid game that I hope gets canceled. Girl gamers, but I think it's girl gamers or girl whatever it is. It's full motion video where you control the streamer's life. It's terrible. But
that's a real thing?
That's a real game. I gotta go find it out. But yeah, there's people while I'm looking for that, I'll continue on the conversation. That feel that way.
Right.
That they're owed something and that male or female, doesn't really matter, that they, because they get to do this and they're paying you, that is their right. Mm. That is their collective right. And it is not.
Right, right.
It is obviously not, but people can't get that out of their mind. They're like, I have a tier 3 sub to you for the last like 5 years. You've gotten this much money from you and I've donated or tipped you and supported you and all of these things. You're mine.
That's weird.
No.
You're mine. That's weird. Oh, man. That's like, really weird.
That mentality is really terrible. Okay, so the game is literally called Gamer Girl. They had a trailer that came out in mid-July about it.
I think I briefly saw that on Twitter probably, right?
Yep. I think Slash originally like retweeted it because an official PlayStation account released a trailer for it and then quickly deleted it after. But the publisher, Wales Interactive, continued on saying what it is. And basically what it is a full motion video with like, you get to make the different choices. So you kind of have control over this female streamer.
Right.
And like, you're one of her mods. 18. And like, you choose to help her or torture her.
What?
It's really insane. The entire concept of it.
Hold on, let me see if I can.
It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. What did they say?
Wales.
Okay, so what Wales Interactive tweeted about it was Gamer Girl is about the impact user comments and actions have on a streamer's mental health and well-being. The reason why Full Motion Video Future created the game was to raise the issue of the toxic environment, which can often appear online behind the anonymity of a username. Without giving away too much, Gamer Girl is an empowering story of a female streamer who, with the help of her moderator friend, battles the trolls and overcomes the toxic characters in her stream. Like, no, that is not what your trailer shows.
What does it show?
It was terrible. Like, you show like this life of this streamer, but then
I'm playing it now. Oh god.
Oh god. And apparently it was written by a woman. Supposedly, I think I was like, duh.
Hey, why did you ban me, gamer girl?
No. And then, like, she gets these horrifying things, and yeah.
This is your type of game, though. What
it
I mean by that.
It is my type of game.
Okay.
But the thing is, I do not support something that is just going to. I don't know. Here's the terrible thing. I do not agree with this, but the other side of me is very curious about how this plays out.
Right.
And what it is that they did. But at the same time, I don't want to support them.
But you got to play it.
Look at it. Like,
you got to play it.
This girl is terrified. And you know what?
You got to play it.
It's not like a common thing for, you know, there have been stalkers. There's people who find out, you know, where these streamers live. There have been
It's, okay, yeah. So talk to me about that. Talk to me about that stream sniping stuff. What is that about? Give me context of what that means, and I'm still trying to understand it.
The swatting stuff or stream sniping?
Both.
Those are two different things.
Both.
Stream sniping is basically when you try to queue up into the same lobby as the streamer is as they're playing.
Okay.
Without being invited to their lobby.
Okay. So what is it when the streamer is streaming something and out of nowhere some rando from their chat shows up where they are? What is that called?
That's still stream sniping.
That is okay, so that's still okay within that. Okay. Okay.
That's basically what that is. They're trying to time it to end up in that same queue, playing that same game, just so that they can kill or assist their favorite streamer.
So in real life is stream sniping as well as in the game.
Okay, wait. What do you mean show up in the same place? Oh, you mean physically?
Yes.
Oh, that's stalking.
Okay, that's still stalking. Okay, we still have the same name for
stalking.
It. Got it. Okay, cool.
Those just creepy stalkers.
Okay, I thought that name changed. Got it. Okay. Very cool. No. Not cool, but I understand. Words mean something. I understand. Not cool.
You know, it's one of those context things where somebody will clip that and be like, Andrew Alliance likes stalkers. He supports
Please
no.
Please don't put my name in.
It's cool.
Please don't put my name in crazy things. Please. Not right now. What else we got?
I don't know. We got stuff.
We got stuff. Untitled Goose, multiplayer, Ghost of Tsushima, online co-op, Halo Infinite, we kind of briefly talked about. That's being delayed.
In one of these days, I'll get around to Ghost of Tsushima. It's a beautiful-looking game. It's going to be something. I'm trying really hard not to buy anything. Really hard. It's not working out for me because I just said I bought a few games. They were all less than $5. So I can't pay for a $60 game. The next full price game I am buying is Cyberpunk.
Yeah, what's on sale right now? Anything good? I mean, not for you. For me.
I don't know. No. I have no idea. I have no idea.
What is the split Spiritfarer demo? That looks good.
Oh, that was I saw that for the Nintendo Direct there. It looks really cute. So you play this girl who sends her friends off and ferries them into the afterlife.
Yeah, that looks cool. I saw some people streaming that. That looks good. Looks very pretty and relaxing type of game. I dig the vibes on that. Dead by Daylight crossplay.
That sounds exciting. I haven't played Dead by Daylight in a hot minute, but it's still a really good game. Especially now that you have it for crossplay.
Yeah.
Yes. You can play with all the friends now. Because that was my problem. Because I originally started playing Dead by Daylight on PC, and then now I see everybody's playing it on console, and I really don't want to play it on any console.
Yeah.
Just because I started playing it on PC. And that's actually been something that has been a normal thing for me. It's not because it's just on PC. I have a problem switching platforms if I started a game on a certain platform. So Final Fantasy VII. And it's not just an entire Final Fantasy series, although it does apply to certain games. So specifically Final Fantasy VII, I originally played it on PC. It took me forever to be convinced to play it on PlayStation. I don't know why. It just felt so foreign to me. No, this doesn't feel right.
Okay.
Resident Evil, I've always played on PlayStation. My brother had or bought Resident Evil 4 for GameCube. I refused to play it. I'm like, nope, I will wait till you get it on PlayStation. I don't know. I don't know if that's some weird tick I have or some OCD thing. I don't know what it is.
Right.
But I cannot. I don't know why. It just feels like a lie to my hands. I don't know.
Yeah, Call of Duty from Xbox to PlayStation was weird for me for a while.
Yes. It just feels better playing on something like COD. I've always played it on PlayStation. I've never played it on any other console. Have never played it on PC. COD will always be on PlayStation for me.
Yeah, it was
if I ever went back to play it. What are some 360 titles that I would just not play anywhere else. I can't think of anything right now, or Xbox titles really.
The Ninja Gaiden games, that was weird to play them on.
Ninja Gaiden will always be on Xbox, period.
No, you can't do that. Why? You didn't play the PlayStation ones?
Nope.
Like Sigma? You didn't play Sigma?
Nope.
Oh my gosh.
It's super, it's something it's that's really so good. Super weird to me. Even for, what is the other series that I played on PlayStation originally? Fatal Frame. Fatal Frame, I played 1 and 2 on PlayStation. My brother bought it on Xbox. And I'm like, what did you do that for? He's like, oh, this is the only one they had in. I'm like, I'm not going to play it. So he played it without me, and I was so offended. He's like, well, you could have watched it. I'm like, no, why didn't you just get on PlayStation?
All right, you didn't want to switch. You didn't want to make the switch.
I didn't. And it's super weird like that. So when it came to Dead by Daylight, since I played that just on PC, when it came to console, I'm like, but I don't want to.
That looks like fun, actually, though. Dead by Daylight looks like fun.
It is a lot of fun. Oh, my goodness. You know what is even more fun? I say this for Dead by Daylight and for Friday the 13th. So now that there's crossplay, whatever, in Dead by Daylight, if you ever get your friends into a Discord party, you got to do this, because this is hilarious and it's scary and terrifying. So you create a private lobby, and you're all in your private lobby playing whatever, Dead by Daylight. The killer has to mute, pretty much has to mute his headset from the voice chat.
Okay, gotcha.
So.
Gotcha.
Basically, he can't hear everybody else that's trying to escape him.
Right.
But the ones that are trying to escape him can hear the killer.
That's weird.
It's funny.
Oh, man.
It's so funny.
That's good content right there.
It is. And it's hilarious. It's terrifying. I think in Friday the 13th, they do have a proximity voice chat into it. So the closer you get, the more you hear them and stuff like that. I actually haven't tried it, because I haven't played Final Fantasy 13 in a while, but that's how we originally used to play it. And it was hilarious. And yes, proximity chat is really, really good, but it's also hilarious when you have that one friend that's really close to Jason's being chased, and you can just hear everything that's going on, even though
screaming,
you're like, on the other side
get
of
away.
The
lake.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, so I highly suggest that for anybody. That's how those 4v1 games should be played.
That's awesome. I think that's all we got. Oh, we didn't do the
2 hours, and that's what we got. Damn.
Yeah, because we were talking about life. We got the life freestyle in there. The Rocksteady stuff. I'm not gonna touch that. No. I can't even say it with a straight face. Hold on. I'm gonna try it again. Your doctor's on YouTube now.
What do you mean my doctor's on? Oh, Dr. Disrespect. I was like, my doctor. No, she's not.
Oh man.
No, but there's people that saw that coming a mile away.
Yeah.
I'm sure some of these streamers had a really nice break on. You know what? I don't have to stream for a little bit, and that hype is still going to be there for me when I come back.
Yeah, I mean that's a true mark of the influencer, right?
Yeah, and we'll probably never know why he was banned.
No, I think the lawyers are going to keep that buried. I doubt that we'll ever see that.
But I love seeing people's conspiracy theories or whatever it is. Not just for him, just in general, like the crazy stories that people come up with.
Yeah,
always amazing.
Yeah, that's been okay. So when are you going to play a game?
I don't know. Let's just put that out right now. I don't know. I know after this, I probably have some work I need to get done. I have to eat dinner. It's 7 o'clock at night. I got to eat dinner. Maybe I'll DoorDash from you.
DoorDash is going to take 18 hours to get to you.
maybe this weekend. I don't know. I just don't even have any expectations for myself anymore.
Well, here's the thing.
I mean, I do. I have hopes, but I try not to just plan it, because every time I plan something, it's just like, what's the point? Murphy's Law. Everything that goes wrong, it's going to happen.
Well, let's, let's wrap so you can eat. We'll definitely do that. I think the only thing that I don't have on here is Warframe's upcoming expansion thing is on the 25th of August. So I'm looking forward to that because Warframe is really dope. So that's all I have for episode 556. Daniela, as always, you're amazing. And while being amazing, I hope you get some rest in between.
Somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah.
I'll get rest on that one day off I have in these next 2 weeks. That's when I'll get it.
Yeah, please. But yeah, I'm done.
All right. Thank you for joining us for episode 556. Ah, man. I feel like I just every time I screw this up, one day, you know, like 200 episodes of this. So one day I'll get this right.
You'll get it.
If you enjoyed yourself, consider telling your friend, supporting the show on Patreon. Maybe even leave us a review. Tell us what you like and what you don't like. And you know what? Always thank you for listening. Obviously, you can always catch Andrew everywhere. Can't count on me. Not right now. But you can catch him streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/Uriah. Also on YouTube at youtube.com/AndrewAlliance. You want to be super supportive of him, you can go and support him on Ko-fi and get him a coffee at ko-fi.com, Uriah, U-R-I-Y-Y-A. And if you want to check us out, join the community, we do have a Discord server.
Wait, give you coffee too.
You know what? I'm not going to ask people. You know what? I'm barely right now. I'm struggling.
No.
ko-fi.com/MissDGM because this guy over here. But yes, like I was saying,
Say
our
coffee.
Discord community, you can join us at skip.gg/14180. And of course, supporting our podcast at patreon.com/AndrewAlliance. And everywhere that you can find me, the one place that you can count that I will be there is on Twitter right now. Because I have no stream schedule.
I'm going to test it too, to see if you're on Twitter for real.
You can follow me at twitter.com/MissDJM and of course Andrew at twitter.com/URIYYA. Until then, stay safe, wear your mask, and have a good one.